Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wally Butterworth narrating another program for the Defensive Legion and the Christian Voters and Buyers League. Communist socialism now rules supreme in the United States under the Kennedys. The iron hand of John Kennedy's secret police is being felt by every state in this union, Alabama being the present one. The Defensive Legion asks you to join us in demanding that the people's representatives in Congress impeach this man, Kennedy, from office. He is a traitor to the Constitution he swore to uphold. He is a traitor to Christian law. He is bankrupting this glorious nation into a poverty from which it cannot recover. The Defensive Legion charges that he is a partner with Negros, Catholic hierarchies, and the Jews to foment racial strife and forced integration in every state of this union to secure a purchased block vote for re-election. Let us not wait to defeat this Kennedy in the elections of 1964. He and his anti-Christian bankers are too clever at stealing elections. Bombard every conservative congressman who has not joined his treason with your demands. And by all means, join us in the Christian Voters and Buyers League and play these recordings for everybody you know. We speak documented truth. We invite you to listen now to the greatest betrayal of individual human rights and freedom in 500 years of history. The subject of this recording, mental health, or rather mental murder, the Jew Communist hypodermic needle program to railroad you Christians into the nut factory without trial by jury, not for a year, not for 10 years, but for life, and without your having committed a single crime. If you can listen to this recording without getting mad enough to hang every communist Jew in America, or laying 100 lashes over the backs of every medical quack, you need and deserve mental treatment. Of all the onslaughts on human freedom by the monsters in our vile government, and of all the backward marches in the chronology of justice for which the white Christian has fought for over 1,000 years, none bears comparison to the unholy laws of mental health. They are the most perilous hazard to the continuance of Christianity ever devised by devils incarnate, who are the plague of the earth, Jews and communists, one and the same thing. Our enslavers call this an atomic age. Let's face it. Americans are back living in the dawn of history, in that savage period before the enlightenment of the Middle Ages. We state on first-hand authority that over 4 million Americans a year are taken from freedom without trial or hearing of any kind, rendered mental imbeciles by people without any authority whatsoever, and held captive for as long as they wish to hold them, and not one of them so slaughtered or so held ever committed a crime of any kind. Christian law says no person can be declared non compos mentis except by a trial of a jury of his peers in open court and represented by competent counsel. Any person so charged has subpoena powers for witnesses in his own defense, and he must be faced by his accusers. Under mental health in nearly every state, any person can be declared temporarily insane, dangerous to himself or to society, and be imprisoned forever without trial or hearing on the signatures of any tinhorn medical doctor and one other person who needn't even be a member of the family. It can be a neighbor, a paid political informer of the Kennedy Socialists, an agent of World Jewism or Negroism, a traitor banker of the Council on Foreign Relations who wants to get you out of the way. And any county or probate judge can commit you without ever you appearing before him. In law, any reasonable doubt of guilt, including sanity, entitles a person to liberation. Under mental health, the slightest suspicion of mental disturbance means forced confinement. Due process of law is protection against arbitrary acts by public officials, meaning paid-off judges, doctors, congressmen, and legislators, who dare to confine any man for a crime that has never been committed. The law convicts a man for his acts. Mental health convicts a person for his thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to revolt when pill peddlers decide the worldly fate of any man. It is time to hang those pill peddlers. Get this one. Over two-thirds of the United States Senate and a majority of 56% of the present House of Representatives are lawyers. They are foul traitors to the American people, and they deserve hanging under the nation's Capitol dome or forced to submit to every brain shock and hypodermic needle, including the dread Operation Lobotomy. Who but an insane lawyer in Congress would vote to destroy the most precious freedom man has ever attained, protection of life and property? Do you realize the centuries of struggle, death, and despair the Christian white man suffered to get for every man, including vermin Jews, a trial by a jury of his peers written in the year 1215 A.D. into Magna Carta? Do you realize it took another 500 years to enforce it against tyrant divine right kings, who today are imbecile divine right judges or lunatic divine right medical quacks operating under a communist Jew United Nations? We dare any mental health association and the whole U.S. government to disprove our statements that the whole mental health racket is both communist and Jewish. Aided by anti-Christian vermin who control the American Medical Association, these psychiatrist quacks have befuddled our courts, the legislatures, the public, with a cumbersome, repetitious verbiage to glorify their false doctrines. There is not one psychiatrist, living or dead, who ever proved a single contention concerning a man's sanity. They are sadistic, warped-minded men probing for symptoms to justify their confinement of perfectly sane human beings. Isn't the case of General Walker a perfect example of crackpots unfit to be doctors and imbecile judges unfit to be members of the bar? Think of it. An enrobed skunk ruling that General Walker had to undergo a psychiatric pre-trial examination by medical quacks to find out if he were sane enough to stand trial for the now-proven trumped-up charges of the vile Kennedys. If anybody in America is a fit subject for an insane asylum, it is the yo-yo kid Bobby Kennedy and his brothers who push evening-gowned women and formally dressed men into swimming pools. We'll now prove that mental health is both communist and Jewish. Modern psychiatry started and ended, so far as any advances are concerned, with an Austrian Jewish idiot, Sigmund Freud. For years, his was laughed at as a theory in college study and considered a waste of time. The theory, then as now, had a heavy accent on sex. Jew bankers and the Rockefellers poured in the money, and the Russian branch of American Jewish communism adopted the whole mental health racket to control the public mind and remove all opposition. Here is the public utterance of Lenin, the murdering father of communism. Quote, "Get control of the public health agencies. They furnish the keystone to the arch of the socialized state. Today, the Kennedy state." Unquote. There is not one Jewish organization in America or in all the world that is not a press agent, fundraiser, and the moneybags behind all mental health. Every city is bombarded day and night with mental health announcements over our Jew banker-owned TV radio networks that are downright lies, and every station owner who broadcasts them is taking part in the slaughter of the American people. I know TV and radio. For over 25 years, broadcasting was my business and will be again when we take back our networks from traitor Jew communists. 5 years ago, these scoundrels told the public that one person in 50 required mental treatment at some time during life. Today, it's one person in 10 who needs it. And the latest claim is that more people suffer from mental disorders than all other diseases put together. Boys and girls, that means cancer, heart, tuberculosis, measles, bunions, B.O., dandruff, and the toothache. At this rate, there won't be a sane person in the United States in another 5 years, according to them. Go down to a county courthouse and get a mental health commitment blank. They're absolutely free. The darn thing doesn't give as much information as a driver's license application. The one in Alabama actually lists excessive use of tobacco as a contributing factor to insanity. The examining quack is rarely your family physician. He may be from some other state. He didn't ask you questions. He observes you. Over 50% of the commitments signed by any family member are to get you out of the way so that greedy children can latch on to the family homestead, property, or fortune and laugh this one off. No matter how nuts you are, you're still allowed to sign a check and make a will while in a mental hospital. And even though you're crazy, the check and the will are perfectly legal as long as the check doesn't bounce. Any person can pick you up to jail you while a commitment is being prepared. Tinhorn deputy sheriffs and even welfare workers can make the arrest without a warrant. And yet a uniformed policeman needs a warrant stating the charges to come to your home and arrest you, and it must state what he's looking for if it's also a search warrant. Every day, welfare workers legally kidnap hundreds of children when families or neighbors, assisted by goon doctors and judges, decide that the parents aren't fit to raise their own children. Maybe you threw a party that the neighbors don't like, or grandma doesn't like. Maybe you got plastered or even took a poke at that neighbor who refuses to return your lawnmower. So you're nuts. We have personally seen commitments which stated that a man swore all the time. So he's nuts. And get a load of this. The quack doctor and Gestapo judge who committed you have absolutely nothing to say about what happens once you reach the nut factory. You're then at the complete mercy of the superintendent and a so-called medical psychiatrist staff of that nut factory. They force upon you every treatment they want, be it partial electrocution through brain shock, tranquilizers, truth serums, narcotics, straitjackets, padded cells, or the killing brain operation of lobotomy. And we repeat, you committed no crime of any kind. Your constant torturers is the nearest strong arm attendant goon with a hypodermic needle full of sodium. And yet there's not a single punishment for any crime on the books which permits forced medication. Make a note of this item. Nearly every state has an exchange of patients clause in its mental murder laws. Why? To get you away from friends, family, or legal counsel, that's why. An Alabama patient is exchanged with one from Connecticut, Wyoming, or Alaska. And you, sucker taxpayers, pay all the transportation charges for the hijacking of both the victims and their torturers, too. Isn't that enough to convince any but a moron that it's crooked, therefore communist and Jewish? This electric brain shock treatment was introduced into America by a Russian Jew quack, Dr. Joseph Wartis, who studied under that Jew idiot Sigmund Freud. Ye gods, is it any wonder a poor devil patient becomes quiet after being forced to take any one of 15 brain shocks? He's half dead from electrocution. This reporter has talked with people who were forced to undergo these treatments. Not only do they say the pain is terrible to endure, but it's an agony for days before. You see, these sadistic torturers constantly hold these shock treatments over you as a threat for any minor infraction of the rules. This Joseph Wartis carried on the dangerous and deadly brain shock treatments at Bellevue Nut Factory in New York City. There he trained hundreds of psychiatrists using Bowery bums and drunks as human electrocution guinea pigs sent there by murderer police magistrates of New York City. Wartis's book, Soviet Psychiatry, is in thousands of university, public, and medical libraries. The U.S. Public Health Service announces that the total deaths from all causes last year were less than 1% of the total population, and that's 1,800,000 persons who died. Yet the National Institute of Mental Health admits that over 10% of the total patients in county and state public mental hospitals died last year. There's the answer. More than 10 to 1, they were killed, murdered as guinea pigs, human dartboards of torture for hypodermic needle darts of medical quacks. And this figure does not include the thousands who died in private mental health hospitals run by traitor quacks who are in on the international communist plot of destruction for America. By the way, Ask Scripps Howard newspapers how much Jews paid to remove all deaths by mental health from the 1963 World Almanac. Check our figures in the 1962 World Almanac. Another Jew quack, Dr. Julius Schreiber, not only headed the mental health racket in the District of Columbia, but he brainwashed, along with this Wartis, millions of young Americans in the armed forces. The Senate Judiciary Committee reported that this communist, a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army, was directly responsible for teaching 8 million GIs the wrong things about communism. When this Jew quack was asked if he were a member of the Communist Party, what do you think he did? He took the Fifth Amendment, an army officer. Let us tell you about this dread operation called lobotomy, or severing the lobes in your brain. It's all over in 5 minutes, and you don't even know what happened. The victim is tightly strapped to the operating table, hand and foot, knees and body. The electrodes are fastened over his temples, and he is given 3 jolts at different frequencies, just like a regular electrocution. After deathly convulsions, the poor devil is completely unconscious. And the medical torturer then inserts an ice pick-like knife behind his eyeballs and shoves it up into the brain. A wiping motion back and forth does the trick on each eye, and the frontal lobes of the brain are forever cut away. Never again will you cause trouble or resist a command. You are at once anything from a complete zombie to a drooling idiot. Thousands never again utter an intelligible word. Very little blood has been spilt. It isn't called murderer, and yet the murderer goes scot-free. A medical quack named Freeman in Washington has performed over 1,200 lobotomies on fine Americans. And that kike butcher still walks the streets alive. Oh, you poor, dumb, stupid Americans. To show you further that mental health is communist, Malenkov, the Russian who succeeded Stalin, publicly said, quote, "There will be no more lobotomies when I am dictator of Russia," unquote. And that is why he isn't dictator today and cannot be found. Instead, socialist butcher Khrushchev is dictator, socialist John Kennedy's coexistence pal, both in Moscow and Cuba. Our committees of Congress have proved that 80% of all the psychiatrists running at large in the U.S. today were educated in Russia, practically all Jews. Do you remember Beria, the former Russian head of the secret police, before he was lobotomized or liquidated? Beria addressed a group of Americans who had studied at Lenin University and said he, quote, "With the institutions for the insane you have in your country, prisons which can hold 1 million without civil rights or hopes of freedom, upon these people can be practiced shock and surgery so that never again will they draw a sane breath," unquote. There you have it. Mental health is both communist and Jewish. We now turn to that Canadian psychiatrist quack, Dr. Brock Chisholm, the first director of the World Health Organization of the United Nations. The introduction to this program was written by the convicted perjurer and spy Alger Hiss. This Chisholm is nuttier than a fruitcake. Yet his books are considered Bibles for quackery on the couch. Chisholm is the ringleader for Jewish World Government. He deplores the fact that Canadians have such large families of 6 or 12 kids. He doesn't like to see them compete with rabbits. He wants them to have a few of their own and then raise others the world citizen way, by adopting black babies from Africa or the United States, yellow babies from China, and raising them all together. Says he, as far as I'm concerned, the sooner we are interbred, the better. Chisholm says Americans are emotionally crippled by religious faith and the fallacy of right and wrong and good or evil when there is no such thing. He wants premarital sex relations. He wants any kind of sex relations. He wants psychology taught in kindergarten, but no history until college age. Only the psychiatrist can obliterate God as a useful hypothesis. And then we shall have emotional maturity such as he has. 100 lashes on the back of this vermin will tone down both his emotions and his maturity. But the great Dr. Brock Chisholm concludes by saying, if we cannot put aside the mistaken ideas of our elders gently, it may have to be done roughly or even violently. Why, Brock, old sock, you took the words right out of our mouth, roughly or even violently. Let us organize to get every member of Congress and state legislatures who voted for mental health. Let us show a hang rope to every county judge with authority to commit and to every doctor in America. Let us sign the commitment papers for these judges, doctors, and congressmen, and get the few decent doctors left to sign them also. Let's give these scoundrels a dose of their own medicine. Railroad them into the nut factory instead. Holy smoke, they belong there. And above all, let us legally smash the communist-controlled American Medical Association. They have restored in America the black rat-infested dungeons of the Dark Ages. Every city and county is outbidding the other to enlarge and make an assembly line production of newer and more cruel dungeons in mental hospitals. Those dungeons are not medical, they are not mental, they are political. And don't you forget it. In conclusion, let us ask you this question. Have you ever been to Venice, Italy, and seen there the great bronze lion with the open mouth and a little door at the lion's tail which opens with an ancient key? It is called La Bocca del Leone, the mouth of the lion, an historic remembrance of the torture days of the dread Inquisition of the Roman Catholic Church under the Doges of Venice. It is gloriously portrayed in the opera La Gioconda, when Barnaba, the Inquisition spy, approaches the lion carrying the paper containing the name of his innocent victim for torture. Diabolically, he addresses that lion, O mighty monument, glory of this and future ages. And as he tosses in the note into the lion's mouth, he fiendishly cries out, Io son l'orecchio, I am the ear, e tu la bocca, and thou the mouth. Parla, now speak. The next morning, when the tail of the lion was opened to reveal the names of those victims denounced, they were pounced upon by police agents and hurled into damp, rat-infested dungeons, still there, below the water level of the Grand Canal. Here they suffered the tortures of the damned, stretched on the rack, broken on the wheel, given the water treatment, bones of hands and feet crushed with the iron glove or the boot, and no family or loved ones to ever know what became of them. Tortured, yes, but never killed. That would be against the laws of God. Answer us this question. Is there any difference between that slip of paper of the Roman Church Inquisition 500 years ago and the foul commitment blank of mental health today? None. None whatsoever, only that the shock treatment and lobotomies of today are more fiendish tortures than those of Spain and Italy. Antichrist Jew communists have assumed the role once played by Dominicans and Franciscans of that barbaric age. Then it brought about Protestantism. Now it will spell slaughter either for Judaism or death for Christianity. Christians know who's going to be the victor. Ah, Mr. Kennedy, your new frontier is as old and as infamous as the blackest page of history. Like Truman and Eisenhower, you have mislabeled it as you have all of your other crackpot schemes. It is a Jew frontier. And get this. There is no frontier in this country that Americans haven't conquered. Dear friends, we want no more mealy-mouthed letters begging the people's legislators to return our government to the Constitution. Tell those traitors in the strongest language you can use that they'd better do it or not come home. Buy our recordings and play them for everybody. Join the Christian Voters and Buyers League. It is only $5 per family. Until our recording next month, this is Wally Butterworth. Goodbye, all.